for those who follow God. The only things the Bible says that can take your rest is unbelief and doubt. Unbelief and doubt are the two friends of reprobate mind. I doubt that. I don't believe that. I doubt that. I don't believe that. I doubt that. Tell the devil he's lost. You do believe what God says. And anything in you that doesn't believe what God says is not you. I'm not in agreement with that. It has to go. And then when it tries to overwhelm you with tears and overwhelm you with condemnation and overwhelm you with anger and all these things, you need to do some warfare. We've got tapes to help you. Whatever you have to do, at this point, you rise up and you say, Father, I agree with the cross. I agree with your word. And this is not me. Now help me get free from it, because only you can deliver me. Only you can set the captive free. See, the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. If you don't know the truth because you're still bound with lies, you can't get free. That's why I'm not into altar calls when people don't have the revelation. That's why I don't want to say, everybody come up, we'll pray against Ashtar. If you've never had it, you don't have to understand it. Boom, boom, boom. Yes, you do. You have to totally understand it. You have to understand what he set you free from so you won't buy the lies about it anymore. There is no condemnation in Christ. Nobody's judging anybody. Nobody thinks you're worse than somebody else. That was pretty good preaching. So we can pretty much understand this pretty well. If you know exactly, like you got this real good picture of reprobate, like you see this reprobate mind spirit thing, and you know now, whoa, that's the culprit. I know what of that is not me. Then it can come out. I see it. It's been exposed. I hate it. I'm not going to give in to it anymore. I want it out. If you can see that, it could come out. That's all it takes. You have to hate what God hates, agree with God, and then cast it out. That's all it is to casting out something. All right. Now, this is what I want to say. Satan has done different things in different people's lives. It's a reprobate mind that says, yeah, but I can't get free. If you get an altar call and you get prayed for and you still have those thoughts, it didn't come out, okay? How difficult is that to figure out? It doesn't mean that it doesn't work, because that's saying that God's a liar, there is no power, and this isn't true. As long as it can still make you think that this can't work, you still have a reprobate mind that you're in agreement with. Do you understand that? What you do when you go through a deliverance or healing or whatever, and the power of God touches you or whatever, you always take it for whatever he did. Sometimes I think it's like this. You can have for this particular spirit, reprobate mind. It could be for some people, depending on what Satan has done in your life and what degrees you've given into it. See, everybody's different. That's why we don't compare ourselves. But it's like an octopus. For some of you, it's like this octopus that's all around your mind. It's in half of your thoughts. I mean, you maybe were into Grateful Dead, pornography. Maybe you had all kinds of unclean sex. I don't know. I'm not even getting all that nasty stuff. I mean, there's so many things. Maybe you've had 15 divorces and 50 kids. You don't even know where they live. I don't know. But there's all these different things. So every time that lying spirit wraps around you tighter, it may take more revelation to start getting free. Or you've been coming and we've done little parts of this and never to this degree. And a lot of that's off. Okay, do you see what I'm saying? So you can't go by somebody else getting free and you not getting free yet. You haven't had the ministry they've had, and they don't have the past you have. You can't compare it, okay? Because that's the reprobate mind. The reprobate mind says it doesn't work for you. You say, shut up, it does too. You're the one coming out. I am not listening to you anymore. Now, don't do this in public. Unless you want a ministry with that white jacket, that thing on, you know. If you want a ministry in a mental hospital, yeah, it's okay. You know, say it all you want. Just make sure no poison shall harm you when they get ready to shoot you up with that stuff. It can't hurt me. I can still talk to you. Hey, I can still talk to you. You know, this could be cool for one of you guys if you've been looking for that kind of ministry. But anyway, do you see what I'm saying? Start recognizing this guy. If you still agree with it at all, it's not coming out tonight, okay? That's how it works. But then you begin to fast it. In other words, when that thought hits you, if you're one of the people walk out the door and the thought hits you and says, well, it didn't work for you, You say, well, you're still in there. But guess what? I don't believe you anymore, because the cross always works. And I'm just going to fast you all week. Do you see what I'm saying? This isn't a formula. Okay, this isn't a formula. When it's gone, it'll really be gone. Think of the things that you've been set free from in your life. Okay, think of those things. When you're really set free, it's different. I don't have sorrow and grief anymore. I don't have it. I can look at home videos. People can talk about their child dying. I can see. I don't have it. I'm not going to fall apart crying. I don't have to do warfare. I don't have it. I've been set free. That's how it's going to be with this. When you don't have it, you'll know it. And while you still have it, just hate it, don't feed it, and don't empower it by making it think that you think it's you. Like tonight, we might chopped off a few of those, you know, things, those, what are those tentacles? You know, we may cut a few of those off, but you still got this thing flopping there with a little thing in there, and we'll just get rid of it. You know, I don't know. This is going to sound good on tape. We can't see. What is she doing? Might be better that they don't. But do you see what I'm saying? But there will come a point when you'll get to the very last little floppy. And we'll preach something. It'll be something that'll click with you. Or the Holy Ghost will be reading the Bible and God will say, boom. And you'll say, ah, that's the thing I still agreed with. That's not true. Yes, yes. And you'll call like, I mean, Cindy, I've got some revelation. And I'm sitting there going, I'm trying to buy a building. I don't know. Okay, yeah. All right. But see, because I get it from everybody. I don't have to be excited about your revelations. You need to be excited about them. You need to see what God's showing you. I like it okay, but I don't get it half the time. It doesn't matter. It's not about me. But if you really get it, you'll know you got it. And then with the anointing, there will come the anointing. It may be tonight for some of you. I really believe tonight it's for quite a few of you. A lot of you have had a lot of this teaching. It's ready. This is the big boy. This is the evil twin that's been tormenting you and making you think there's still something wrong with you. But some of you are like, this is all pretty new. And you might need to go through a lot of those teachings just to start tearing this thing apart, okay? Just do whatever you have to do till the thing is gone, all right? Just remember, every time you don't agree with God and his power and what the cross paid for, you strengthen it. Every time you say something dumb, like, well, I've tried this, it just doesn't work. Oh, yeah. New tentacle growing. You know, do you see what I'm saying? God says there's power in your tongue. So you can either fast this thing and make it so weak it has to come out easy. I mean, God might have you jump up and down on your bed 3 times and spit and it comes out. I don't know. It's not hard for God to bring deliverance. They got to come out when you don't agree with them. It's just that simple because the Holy Ghost lives in you. Okay? All right. How many know that they really see this enough that they really think it's coming out? Oh, yay. Okay, so we're going to have an altar call. Everybody can come up and see, but like I said, no, you're zapping it, all right? If you haven't had the Ashtab teaching, you can still get free from this part, but you need to go back and free from that part because that part where you still feel rejected and need inner healing from not having a father, you need to get on tape or this thing will slowly come back, okay? If you had both issues. All right, here's what we're going to do.